Welcome to the Return on Podcast Show. I'm Tyler, and in this series called Gold Nuggets for Ecom Brand Owners, we're going to chew on the top game-changing tactics and takeaways from each of a small number of my favorite books. I know this sounds nerdy. I read a lot. My team makes fun of me. I'm one of those guys that wants to desperately apply things that really change my life when I read them. And so I write these little book reports and I don't really share them, although I'll put a link. You can find them on our website, but they're not easy to find because it's a little bit embarrassing to be that nerdy. I think this actually could serve you as my audience here if I could just make them as short and sweet as possible. So I'm going to walk you through over the next few episodes some of my favorite books, the ones that have really changed my life, and I'm going to give them to you in the form of a really short summary followed by what we're going to call 3-2-1. I'm going to give you three key nuggets. I'm going to give you two practical application stories of how me and my CFO clients here at Seller Accountant have applied what we've learned in these books. And then I'm going to give you one game-changing hack that if you're looking for a next level hack, this is something that you should look at. Ready? All right, let's dive into the gold nugget discussion for today. This first one is going to be about EOS Traction by Gino Wickman. Actually, I think if you're going to Google it or go to Amazon, you'll start with the word Traction. Traction EOS, it's the entrepreneur's operating system. Gino Wickman's book, guys, has really changed my life. Here's the summary in four sentences. Traction by Gino Wickman is one of my favorite books because it introduces the entrepreneurial operating system, which is a practical framework for running a successful business. The system consists of these six components, guys: vision, people, data, issues, processes, and traction. Those six elements help businesses achieve clarity, focus, and accountability. And the book provides kind of the step-by-step guide to implementing that into your business. So let me throw some nuggets, aha moments out to you. Number one, now in operating, think about your computer. I'm recording this on a Mac. You might use a PC, you might use a Chromebook, whatever you use. But every computer operates effectively because it has an operating system. And that system creates a shared language, a shared process, kind of filing cabinet so that you can get more done more quickly. Well, a business needs that as well. And so having a single unifying operating system that helps people know what they're supposed to do, that clarifies which direction we're heading and how we're going to get there, is crucial. So that's nugget number one. You got to have one operating. It doesn't even have to be Traction, but you got to pick an operating system and you got to stick with it. Nugget number two, the Traction recommended weekly meeting, that they call it an L10 meeting, but this weekly meeting is the most powerful tool that we use here at Seller Accountant. When this meeting is done correctly, it solves like 95% of the noise and problems that we have encountered automatically. And it actually creates accountability without the leader, especially someone like me who's kind of a visionary leader, having to micromanage people, which if you're a visionary like I am, you really hate, right? And then the third nugget is there's a special dynamic between a visionary and a role that Gino calls an integrator. And that dynamic is absolutely crucial for any business to be successful. So those are the three nuggets. Let me give you a couple of quick stories here. So I've learned the hard way in my two companies. So I started a company in 2012 and I started this one, Seller Accountant, in 2018. And in both instances, I have made a lot of tactical mistakes because I'm a stronger visionary, personally, talking about myself here, than I am a manager. And so I tend to delegate too quickly, which I think is actually called abdication. I'm not always clear about what I want. And because I hate being micromanaged, I kind of intuitively think that everyone else hates micromanagement as well, which they do, but people also hate abdication, and I go to the extreme. And so my mindset has harmed us in lots of ways as we've grown, the first company I ran and then this one. And so let me give you a couple of examples. So we really struggled to grow the business back when I thought my integrator, who my business partner Ashley is our COO, she is the integrator, she is amazing. But when I used to think that she needed to become a little me, another Tyler, what we need here is more of Tyler's leadership, I actually harmed her and our team a lot. And what I had to realize, and this is something that Traction helped me learn, is I need to let Ashley lead Ashley's way. And I actually need her to be stronger because she's a better systems person. She's a better manager and she's better at building a well-rounded team. We suffered when I was doing that. So last year, this is kind of telling myself here, we actually realized, by the way, this is not like new to me. I've been, harping on traction for almost a decade now. But about a year ago, we realized that the departments on our, accountability chart that were led by Ashley and by Savannah, our other integrator, were performing very well. And the departments, two of them in particular, that reported to me were struggling and not performing very well. And so the aha and the kind of story to tell myself was that actually we hadn't finalized the traction. We were leaving the visionary in a management role that wasn't really my strength. And so we've pivoted, and I don't actually lead any of our departments anymore at Seller Account. And as a result, those departments are, lo and behold, getting healthier. The second quick story I'll tell you, and this is not true just of Seller Account, this is true of a lot of the clients that we serve. But there is a real thing out there called operational debt. So whenever you have a company that's fledgling, it's a startup, and it grows really, really quickly, you end up kind of hacking together a number of systems. You hire people quickly. You find quick solutions to problems that have to be solved. But those quick solutions to problems aren't always the best solution to problems, right? And so we definitely did that. 2020 and 2021 were really rapid growth years for Seller Accountant. And honestly, 2014 and 2015 were rapid growth years for the first company that I started. And in both instances, we kind of accumulated a trail of unfinished, half-baked solutions, duct-taped systems, because we were just trying to grow so quickly. And so you accumulate this operational debt. And I'll be honest with you, Seller Accountant has spent probably the last year unpacking and repacking and paying down that operational debt. And the way we did that was by applying Traction EOS by Gina Wickman. So if you're in that position where you've had a couple of years in a row where you've just grown a lot and you feel overwhelmed and you're like, why are none of these systems working? It's because they were probably cobbled together quickly as you grew. And now it's time to call a little bit of a timeout to slow down and to build the infrastructure that'll allow you to be healthy and grow and be profitable. Traction EOS was that system for us. Might be for you too. So that's two quick stories. And then one next level hack. Let's say you've done the basics. You've read Traction. You've been like me. I mean, literally a decade I was trying to apply Traction. Or maybe it's another operating system. Maybe you're really into four disciplines of execution, or making money is killing your business, or one of these other kind of cool operating mantras for building a company. If you get to a point, and here's the next level hack. If you get to the point where you're stuck, you're not getting, I mean, literally to use the word here, you're not getting the traction that you want to get, then I just encourage you to hire a coach. We did this about a year ago at Seller Accountant where we realized we really needed help. I thought I knew what I was doing and then kind of became convinced that I didn't and that we needed more support. We brought in a helper. Brad is that helper. He's a guy's an amazing businessman, and he's been great at teaching us how to actually apply the tools that we want to apply in our business. And I would say, again, LeBron James pays for coaches, right? Your top performers in every industry pay for coaches. If you're trying to build business systems and that's not naturally your MO, it's not naturally what you do, hire a coach and you'll find that they can help you get unstuck. So that's the next level hack. Spend a little bit of money on a coach. I promise you it'll change your life. So there it was. We had three nuggets. We had two quick war stories, kind of mostly telling on myself here. And then, we talked about maybe hiring a coach as a hack. So I really do recommend this book, Traction EOS by Gina Wickman. Make sure you have a link to it. It's easy to find. It's a super bestseller book. Listen, this is not going to be the most like, it's not a parable, right? This is a book. This is a technical business book. And he actually wrote a companion to it. So if you're the kind of person that's like, I do not want to read a textbook, then consider buying Gino's companion to it. He wrote a book called Get a Grip, which takes the principles of Traction EOS and turns them into more of a story, kind of a short fable. Almost like if you've ever read any of Patrick Lencioni's stuff, like Five Dysfunctions of a Team or The Ideal Team Player, also two books I love. But if you like that fable, kind of narrative style, Get a Grip is a good same kind of stuff, but in more of a story. And so then once you read that one, go back and read Traction. And if you can't apply it, pay someone to help you because it is game changing for your business. I really hope you'll do this. I think it'll pay massive dividends. Until next time, take care.